Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Tell Him how good He is, because God is good. God is good. Tell Him how much you love Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for all your goodness. We bless you. We honor you. We worship you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Finally, I want you to pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself this morning that God will speak to you. Pray and say, God, speak to me. Give me a message. Let me leave this place changed. Let me leave this place affected. Let not this Sunday be an ordinary Sunday. Let it not just be a day that I just hear something and I go. But let me be truly affected. I tell you, it's a doing of the Word of God, not just a hearing. We hear and hear and hear, but our lives do not always change. But this morning, say, God, I want you to impart me. Give me something that will change me. Lift up your voice one more time. Begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. Affect us, Lord. Come on. I want to hear some people pray. Say, Lord, affect me through the preaching of your word. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, we are so grateful to you for this morning. Thank you for this great opportunity to be here, to hear your word. We are grateful. It's an opportunity that some want, but they do not have and cannot get. But we are so blessed to be in a place that we can walk to church, drive to church on a Sunday morning without any hindrance, without anyone interfering with it. And we are so grateful. We say thank you. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you, oh God, for even watching over us whilst we are away from each other and we have come to church this Sunday. We say to you be the praise and to you be the glory. We ask that, Lord, you speak to us. Impart us. Let us leave your presence blessed and affected in the name of Jesus. We thank you also for all these offerings in Jesus' name. Amen. And all the saints shall say amen. Amen. All right, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So, it's also a Sunday. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's also a Sunday. So, we are having church service, and then we would also have a marriage ceremony. Thank you so much, Sister Emma. Amen. How many of you know that this month is the month of evangelism? How many of you know that this is the month of evangelism? Your hand high up if you know. Okay. All right. So not everybody knows. So it is the month of evangelism. This is the month of evangelism. So it means that this is a month that we want to concentrate on winning souls for Jesus. Winning souls for Jesus. You see, when we talk about winning souls for Jesus, there are a lot of people who don't necessarily understand it. Do you see? Can I be free? Are you sure? Lift up your hand and say, Pastor, be free. And tap your neighbor and say, don't be offended. You see, when you are a child, all right, when you are a child, it is sometimes difficult to understand why you do certain things or you should do certain things. And it becomes a struggle. You fight. Do you see? A child does not understand why they should brush their teeth. How many of you have seen children fight brushing their teeth? Yeah. It's because they don't understand. But when you grow up a little, you wonder, why was this a problem? Because now you've grown up a little bit. Do you see? Going to school. Hey. How many of you remember when you were being dropped off at daycare? Or day nursery, if you like, depending on where you come from. And you'll be fighting, crying, as though you are going to the school for somebody. But the moment you gain understanding, you realize that, I should go to school. In fact, how many of you wish you had gone to more school? Oh, I wish I had gone to more school. So when we talk about soul winning, one of the reasons why it is a problem and you don't understand and it looks like it's a bother is because you don't understand why you should win souls. Soul winning is very, very important, especially when you are in a church like this. Do you see? Where it is an instruction, where it is said that do this. Do you see? I was listening to Bishop Ayedepo recently, and he was talking about how you know somebody had given a testimony of how their life had just progressed. This was a man who had just lost his job for several months, didn't work, had no. Is the AC on? Feels very hot, and the man had lost his job for many months, sitting at home doing nothing. And an instruction was given. It was a week of or 2 weeks or so of winning souls. That do this, win souls. So he decided that I'm going to make every effort to win souls. I'm going to do everything I can to win souls. I will push and win souls. You see? Some of us, we are even annoyed with people who seem to be loud about winning souls. When they talk about winning souls, it's irritating you. But that's what we need to do. So this guy decided to win souls. He decided that, look, instead of even looking for a job, I'm not saying go and don't look for a job if you are jobless. If you are jobless, look for a job. Send your resumes around and look for a job. So this guy would go out in the morning, go and distribute tracts and tell people Jesus loves you and lead people to Jesus Christ. And it was just a matter of time. Within a few weeks, he had a perfect job. You see, that is what the scripture says, that seek ye first the kingdom of God and what is righteousness, then everything else will be added unto your life. So sometimes, not sometimes, always, obedience, just simple instructions of obey something. It's the key to your success. You see, it's like a prophetic word. You see, some of us, when we talk about prophetic word, you're only waiting for somebody to meet you by the roadside and breathe, that's it, the Lord. And the person should be looking some weird this thing and have a particular, you know, face and a certain kind of grimace on his face and, that's the prophet. And they must tell you that your auntie is a witch. Grandma, grandpa was a wizard. That's when you sit up, hey, this is a prophet. But you see, a simple prophetic word like this is the month of evangelism. It's not sitting well with you. But tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, this time it shall sit well with you. Yeah. Emmanuel, as you are honeymooning, be thinking about souls. As you make yourself happy once, so once. Each one is a soul. Yeah. Are you understanding? So soul winning is key. And I'm telling you, in case you don't know that, it's a prophetic word for us in this church. That this is a month of evangelism. And everyone should take up that mantle and make sure that this month, your eyes are red with winning souls. That you must by all means tell somebody about Jesus. And you must by all means be part of every organized evangelism that we are having. And we have a few. One of it is a surprise. I won't tell you. I'll tell you the last one. The last one is the end of this month. We're going to feed the hungry and the homeless and the poor in Germantown. Every one of us is going. And if you like, don't come to church. I'll come to your house and pick you up. Yeah, I'll be the Uber driver. I'll come and pick you up for free. Yeah. We will all go out. It's a prophetic word that do it. Just obey it. Just obey.
obey it. Just obey it. Believe it and obey it. And as you obey it, your obedience is fulfilled. God is ready to avenge on your behalf. Yeah. Be interested about souls. Let me show you a verse. I've spoken a lot without a verse. Let me show you a verse. But if you know what I'm saying, you see that everything I've said has a verse with it. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Wow, this is a very wonderful, good message for a marriage ceremony. Yes. So winning. Couples don't ever remember what was preached at their wedding, but this one you remember. The way I'm preaching, you will remember. I guess I tell Emmanuel that you will remember this one. Uh-huh. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18. It says, and all things are of God. All things are of God. Everybody say, all things are of God. Who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? Reconciled. It means at the point you were far away from God. At the point you were not God's friend. At the point you were God's enemy. But he says, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, we have been reconciled. Yes. Where I come from, there's a funny term. I'm not going to say it in my language. My local language, Ghana. All right? About, you know it, eh? You're also a Ghana. Yeah, I'm also a Ghana. Thank you. That's what I should say. Yeah. You see, when you are fighting or quarreling with somebody, all right, there's a name for the enemy. The person that you are not talking to, the person that you are not smiling with, the person that you don't want to eat with, the person that you don't want to see their face, okay? And then tell me, she says, because she's a visitor in the church and she's giving me permission. It's called Ochokobila. Yes. Turn to your neighbor and say, Ochokobila. Yes. Ochokobila. An Ochokobila, Makaria. It means enemy. It means chicken pox. You don't want to have anything with the Ochokobila. You see, and this verse is saying that some time ago we used to be Ochokobila with God. God did not want to see our face. If I want to start praying, he just closes his eyes. Who is this? Who is this? But it says he reconciled us. You see? Yeah, he reconciled. And the term in my language is cha, ocha. It means we've joined. You see, we are now joined. The Ochokobila is gone. Reconciliation. God reconciled us to himself. How did he do it? By Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ dying on the cross. Let's read on. And he says, and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Do you see it? So he reconciled himself to us by Jesus Christ. And not only did it end there, but after it ended, he said he had given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, as you are sitting here, you are actually a minister. Yeah. A cabinet minister. You are carrying an office. The Bible says that when Christ reconciled you to himself, what he did was that he then gave you that ministry of reconciliation. In that, go around and go and bring the other old Ochokobilas to me. That is what church is about. That is why when he ascended, the Bible says he gave apostles, he gave prophets, he gave evangelists, he gave teachers, he gave pastors. What for? For the perfecting of the saints. So that they would do the work of ministry. That is why you are in church. You are not in church, or you don't go to church just so you will laugh. You don't go to church so that you meet friends. You don't go to church so that you would just be happy. You go to church so that you are perfected, so you will be able to carry out this ministry of reconciliation. You see, as we sit here, there are many people out there who are so far away from God, who are enemies with God. And God is depending on us to be able to bring them this ministry or this message of reconciliation. That whilst we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. That you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go to hell. Tap your neighbor and say, hell is real. Yeah. Are you here? Then verse 19. It says, to wit that God was in Christ. So this is a ministry. To wit that Christ was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. Watch this. It says, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. God has committed. God taught you to be so reliable that he said, hey, keep this message of reconciliation. Send it out to people. Keep this word. Send it out to other people. But what is happening? Church has now become a gathering of people who just want to come in, go Sunday in, Sunday out, Sunday in, Sunday out, Sunday in, Sunday out. Nothing else affects them. Yeah. As we ask yourself, you call yourself a Christian. I'm assuming everybody here is a Christian. If you are not a Christian, when I'm done, I'm going to give an altar call. Don't joke with it. Receive Jesus Christ today as your Lord and personal Savior before you leave this place. And if you claim you're a Christian, ask yourself, when was the last time you ever spoke to somebody about Jesus? When was the last time you ever took this word of reconciliation? You see, this kind of message, people don't like it. People don't like it. See, and that's what makes our church peculiar. It is not a message because you want to preach. And I can preach that. I can preach that as you'll be blessed. And this is a year of prosperity. But I'm also saying to you that even your prosperity is linked to a full obedience of carrying out everything that God wants us to do. So God had committed to you this word of reconciliation. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4. Let me stress on it a little bit, and then we'll move to the other part of the service. Ephesians chapter 4. Do you have it? Look at verse 10. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 10. Say, neighbor, look somebody in the face, your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I want you to understand. And in case you understand it already, I want to remind you of why you are in church. So what did he say? He says, and he that descended is also, or is the same also, that ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Alright? So this verse is talking about Jesus Christ. Okay? This verse is talking about Jesus Christ. And he says, the same person who descended, you remember we used to say the Apostles' Creed? He descended into hell. The third day he rose up again from, isn't it? So this verse is talking about Jesus. When he says he, is talking about Jesus Christ. So he says, he that descended is the same also that ascended above. You get it? He's the same that ascended up far above all heavens. Now watch it. He says that he might fill all things. So, the reason why Jesus came, we sing he came from heaven to earth to show us a way. The reason why he came is so that he will fill all things. He wants to fill all things. He wants the whole earth to be populated with Jesus' things. And how did he intend to do it? So he says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
You see, when you read this, the King James sometimes makes you, because of the a lot of colons, semicolons, you know, commas and stuff like that, you tend to lose the meaning. But this verse joined to the next verse, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry. You see, so he gave apostles, he gave prophets, he gave evangelists, he gave pastors, he gave teachers for the perfecting of the saints, not for entertainment. I was listening to one great man of God. He said he was invited to TBN. He came to America. Very great man of God. He said, I'm not coming. They invited, he said, I'm not saying going to TBN is wrong. He said, the TBN or some one of the big, you know, Christian networks invited, said, want you to come for our show. He said, I don't go for shows. I do not go for shows. I do not go for shows, period. The apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers that he gave is not for show. It is not for show. It is not for show. It is to perfect the saints for the work of ministry. So you come to church Sunday after Sunday, or go to church Sunday after Sunday, so you'll be taught the word. You'll be taught the word, so you'll become perfect. You see, so there's a problem. If after 5 years of church going, you are still not perfect. After 10 years of church going, you have still not perfected yourself to a point. The goal of church, to meet your pastors and to meet your prophets and to meet your apostles, whatever you call them, is to perfect. Lift up your right hand and say, I'm being perfected. Say, I'm being perfected. Say, I am being perfected for the work of ministry. That's what you need to do. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Then he says, verse 13, until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. So, this is our month of evangelism. And like I said, within the next 2 weeks, the month is almost gone. Yeah. When we went to Accra last Sunday, we in the church, when what's the name of which branch? Bishop Bekwe, but what's his branch? Near Kaswa somewhere. And they came to church and they prayed a little and they went out to bring souls. They just went out to the streets. I know in America people are not usually on the streets, but there has to be a way it can work. They went out, they brought people in, and people gave their lives to Christ. In fact, one of the people that even gave their lives to Christ that Sunday was somebody who had previously had a contact with a pastor many years ago and had received Christ and, you know, backslid and you know, went wayward. But that day he gave a testimony that he's ready to move on. Can you imagine if nobody, there will still be enemies, they will still be so far from God. People are still far from God until they get that word of reconciliation. Amen. And I believe that God will bless you. Let this tie up into the prophetic word of the year, that this is your year of greatness. It is your year of greatness. Don't miss on it. Go all out and God will bless you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. 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 Please don't look around. Make it easy for people. If you are here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know in your heart that if you were to die today, and death is real, it happens. If you were to die today, you would not go to heaven. You know in your heart that you are so far from God. I want to give you that chance to get close to God. I'm bringing you the word of reconciliation that you need not be so far from God. God has purchased you already. He's paid the price for your reconciliation. If you are here like that, just slip up your hand. I want to pray for you. Anybody here like that? Just slip up your hand. I'll say a very simple word of prayer for you. Close your eyes. Don't look around. Anybody here? Don't be shy. Lift up that hand. Number two, you're here. You received Jesus Christ as your Lord many years ago. Some time ago. A while ago. But as you sit here, you know that, yes, even though you received Jesus Christ, you are not what you ought to be. You are still far from Him. I want to give you the chance to refresh your relationship with Jesus Christ. To rededicate your relationship with Him. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Help me. I want to begin a new walk with Him. I want to begin afresh with Him. See, all this time, once you are away from Him, He's still waiting for you in love. Anybody here like that, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. Anybody? Lift up that hand. Don't be shy. Lift up that hand. I'll pray for you. Anybody? Close your eyes, please. Don't look around. Anybody? All right, let's all say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you came into this world to die for my sins. I receive you today as my Lord, my Savior. Forgive me, cleanse me, wash me. I rededicate myself to you. I'm ready to walk with you, to move when you move, to go where you send, to obey you fully. Thank you for embracing me in love. And thank you that I'm your child from today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen.